Dear Lord, as we learn to hear your voice as a shepherd, may we follow behind you throughout our lives, growing in faith and love and service in your name. Amen. Well, one of the trademarks of John's gospel is how our Lord identifies himself with a series of descriptive statements that began with the words, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. This fourth Sunday of Easter marks what the church calls Good Shepherd Sunday. The scripture texts read on this day uplift the idea of our Lord Jesus as shepherd. We experience this in our psalm, Psalm 23, probably the most familiar and loved of all psalms in the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We hear it uplifted in Jesus' own words from our gospel lesson. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Well, the role of a shepherd, of course, means that you accept the role of being responsible for others. This can be as straightforward as tending a flock full of woolly critters that always seem to have a mind of their own, or it can be connected with the duties of caring for, of supporting, of guiding others who are in your life. As a teacher, you shepherd the youth in your class as you instruct them. As a parent, you shepherd your children as they grow through life's trials. As an adult child, you may find yourself shepherding a parent through the challenges of getting older. Now, Jesus as the Good Shepherd is a concept that's familiar to all of us, maybe particularly to us at Mo because of our altarpiece. We often see the image of Jesus as Good Shepherd holding a sheep in his arms with a flock surrounding. Jesus is a shepherd who provides abundantly for his sheep, and this is a thought that's both comforting and strengthening. Even when we walk through dark valleys, we are assured of the shepherd's comfort and protection. When Jesus states in today's gospel that he's the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, we can know and trust his commitment to us. It reminds me of the confident words of the young Sunday school girl who was reciting her memory work at Sunday school. The Lord is my shepherd, that's all that I want. While this Sunday schooler may have missed getting the wording completely accurate, she was spot on in getting the meaning of the words right. For having Jesus as our shepherd is truly all we could want or need. Well, our psalm and gospel give us wonderful reassurance of our Lord's commitment to us as faithful shepherd. Our first reading from 1 John takes a little different approach. We are invited to make a commitment as well. A few minutes ago, we heard Steve read these words, we know love by this, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth or action. Jesus laid down his life for us, we read. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Wow, that's a love that seems pretty demanding. Yet even so, there are times when we may find ourselves capable of such love. I think of a parent's love for a child. Nothing is too much trouble when the love is the foundation of a relationship. Jesus' motivation in laying down his life for us was all about love, his love for us. Jesus makes this clear in our gospel lesson when he underscores the difference between the good shepherd and the hired hand. The good shepherd commits to serve with his life. The hired hand invests only for the moment. The good shepherd is responsible for and accountable to others. The hired hand walks away at the first sign of trouble. So, what's the message for us then? The message is this. As God's beloved, we are called to invest in and care about others in the same way that our good shepherd invests in and cares about us. In the affirmation of baptism service, when we confirm our faith, each of us make a promise to proclaim the good news of God in Christ Jesus through word and deed. We promise to serve God's people following Jesus' example, and we make it our goal to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. So then, as wonderful as it is to be cared for by our good shepherd, we are called to follow his example. Looking beyond what we gain, we're invited to consider what we may give. And we are called to become shepherds ourselves. We offer ourselves in service to the one who so graciously serves us. Famed author Leo Tolstoy once wrote that the only certain happiness in life is to live for others. With these words, Tolstoy uplifts the joy of looking at the world through a lens that is much bigger than just ourselves. As we focus upon the well-being of others, we discover the depth of God's love for our own lives. Just this past Wednesday, our 7th and 8th grade confirmation students were privileged to have a panel of three guests join them for their learning event. Our guests responded to several questions about life and faith, and one such question asked how they live out their identity as baptized children of God. I thought it was remarkable that all three of our guests uplifted serving others as a priority in their lives. Not only did serving others strengthen their faith and love for God, it also gave them deep purpose and joy in daily life. Now we know that those involved in military service to defend our country are sometimes called upon to make the ultimate sacrifice of giving their lives for this cause. As people of faith, serving and giving of ourselves in love is not usually about laying down our lives in such a dramatic manner. It's mostly about giving of ourselves each day in a myriad of tiny tasks and uncelebrated selfless acts. I think this concept is powerfully illustrated through the legend surrounding a famous German Renaissance artist, Albrecht Dürer, and his younger brother, Albert. These two brothers came from a family that struggled to make ends meet. Both boys wanted to be artists, but their parents could not afford to send them to an art academy, as such would require. So one night, it is told that the two brothers made a pact. They would flip a coin, and the loser of the coin toss would go to work in the coal mines near their home in order to support his brother during his years of study. 4 years after that, they would reverse the roles, and the brother who went to school would then work to earn money to support the other brother in pursuing his dream of becoming an artist. Well, as luck would have it, Albrecht won the coin toss and spent 4 years in art academy learning the trade. He proved to be something of a prodigy at drawing, painting, and wood cutting, even surpassing his teachers in his artistic ability. When 4 years passed and it came time to send the younger brother to school, poor Albert broke down in sorrow. He showed Albrecht his hands damaged from the hard labor spent in the coal mines. Rough and disfigured, it was now likely impossible for him to do the fine, delicate work of an artist. It's said that Albrecht was so moved by his brother's sacrifice that he asked him to pose in prayer for him. And he then drew the famous ink and pencil sketch of the praying hands as a model for an altarpiece he'd been commissioned to create for a patron. This simple drawing is the silent story of brotherly love, sacrifice, and generosity. And it is also a reminder that the greatest sacrifices are often those most hidden and the most pleasing in the eyes of God. As followers of the Good Shepherd, we are called to model our lives on sacrificial love. And at times, this choice comes with a cost. When we commit to loving Jesus and loving others as Jesus loved, we sometimes need to let go of that which is most important to us. When we choose to care as Jesus cared, we sometimes must set aside our own self-interests. And as we give our life and our days in this way, we gradually stop listening to the voices of the world around us and start listening to the one voice that truly matters, that of our Good Shepherd. If we read further in John 10, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand." Yes, I think that little Sunday school girl, she got it right after all. The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I could want. May each of us be blessed to know him, to love him, and to serve him all the days of our life. Amen.